My name is Uncle Drank.
Greetings and good tidings, Drank fans. Your old pal Blendy the Blender again. I'm sitting here with country superstar Brian Kelly, who bought me for a dollar last week at a garage sale.
What's good, Blendy? Hey, do you mind if I blend up a grouper I just caught with some tomato juice and vodka real quick?
I'll pass. Now, when our story last left off, Jingle Jeremy, the future Uncle Drank, had just received a phone call from his manager, the legendary self-proclaimed rabbi of the rodeo, Hayseed Schwartz.
Hey, pal, I have some interesting news for you.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, man. Any way you can get me a pet gator by 4 p.m. today?
What? No, listen. Waylon Jennings caught your set a few nights ago at the Scupper Club. He wants you to open his East Coast tour with him.
Don't mess with me, Hayseed. I just sold 3 pints of blood to settle a bar bill.
I'm 100% serious. Get your ass back to Nashville now. This is huge. I'm never going to have to represent birthday clowns again.
So Jeremy hitchhikes his way to Nashville and goes to meet Waylon Jennings.
Wow. Was Waylon partying pretty hard back then?
Most definitely.
Get that donkey out of here.
Before the show began, Jeremy went to meet Waylon on his tour bus.
Hi, Mr. Waylon. I'm Jeremy Hostetler. You're opening act for the East Coast tour?
Sure, Hoss. I caught your show last week. You got some catchy tunes. Bourbon or bourbon?
I'm sorry, what?
Bourbon or bourbon? What do you drink?
Is there a blender around?
Why? You gonna make us all milkshakes?
Ah, there you go. No, I was just hoping to whip up a banana daiquiri, if that's all right. I actually brought my own bananas with me.
Hoss, you brought bananas? I ain't much of a fan of fruit drinks.
I love them, sir. I could make a dirty banana, a banana banshee, a banana hammock. Makes you feel like you're on a beach.
Hoss, I'm only going to tell you this once. No banana cocktails.
What's wrong with banana cocktails, Waylon? Come on, baby.
Banana daiquiris are what my uncle drank. And that was the uncle nobody liked. What my uncle drank is not allowed on my tour bus.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm sorry. You said Uncle Drank? Who exactly is Uncle Drank?
Who is Uncle Drank? Looks like you are, partner. In fact, that's what I'll call you from now on. Uncle Drank.
But my name is Jeremy.
Not anymore. Hey, Uncle Drank, go get me a drink. Without bananas.
So Jeremy felt quite embarrassed, but he didn't want to upset the outlaw legend. So he went to make Waylon a drink at the bar.
Hey, how you holding up? Sorry about that. Waylon's got to keep up an image. Outlaw with an attitude. You're more like filthy beach bum with a daiquiri. But he hazes all the opening acts. Last tour, he made Johnny Paycheck shave his eyebrows.
Really? Wow. Well, I guess I should just be honored that Waylon gave me a nickname.
Oh, trust me. He doesn't just give out nicknames to people unless he likes them.
Wow.
Hey, Uncle Drank. Is that a banana in your pants or are you just a pussy?
Come on, Waylon.
Just having some fun. Uncle Drank, you asked about a blender, so looky here. I got you a blender.
This is where I came into the picture and first met Uncle Drank.
I'll plug it in.
Now, give me those bananas, Hoss.
Okay.
Kid, I know how to make a blended banana drink. I was just messing with you.
Oh. Wow, thanks, Waylon. Shoot, I was getting nervous there. What are your ingredients?
Well, bananas, rum, ice, and time to break the seal.
Yep, can you believe it? Here I was, a masterful slicing and dicing machine, currently getting peed in by Waylon Jennings. But this is where I met Uncle Drank for the first time. So it was still not worth it.
There you go. You drink that. I'll gladly have you as my opener, Uncle Drank.
Psst, hey, Uncle Drank. Yeah, down here. Hey, I am a talking blender. Trust me, throw that drink in Waylon's face.
Did this blender just talk to me?
Don't ask questions, just do it.
Get the hell off my tour bus! Never mess with Waylon, Uncle Drank.
Good luck performing tonight at the Saved Mollusk, and you can keep your stupid blender!
And that was the day Uncle Drank and I became best friends. Uncle Drank kept me for the rest of his life. He named me Blendy. Uncle Drank even wrote me a song called Bender in a Blender.
Bender in a Blender. I don't think I'll remember. March through September. Bender in a Blender.
So, wait, tell me more. Uncle Drank must have been pissed off as he watched Waylon's bus roll away.
Somewhat. But Uncle Drank decided that he would never try to play the whole Nashville game again. That night, he met up with his manager, Hayseed Schwartz, for a couple of beers.
You got fired? How? The tour hasn't even started yet.
Look, Waylon is weird.
He's a sweetheart. He messes with people. That's how he breaks you in. Don't you read the trades?
He threw me off the bus, Hayseed.
No. What did you do? Charlie Pride ate a bag of hair to earn his opening spot on a Waylon tour. This was our future, Jeremy.
Stop! Listen, call me Uncle Drank.
What?
No matter what went down today, my name ain't Jeremy Hostetler anymore. From now on, I want people to call me Uncle Drank. Waylon gave me that name after I threw a blender full of daiquiris that he peed in his face. Now, I'm keeping that name.
What? Come on. I already represent a clown named Honkers and a magician named Cardi B. Gone. Now I'm going to have a country singer named Uncle Drank?
You're damn right you are. I'm heading down to Florida after this where people are rational, cultured. This town is for suckers.
Please reconsider, Jeremy.
My name's Uncle Drank. Now don't call me Jeremy again. You don't like it when I call you Shlomo Schwartz.
It's Hayseed. Hayseed Schwartz.
Exactly.
So Uncle Drank and I headed back to Florida. The word got around that this Uncle Drank character was so crazy he got kicked off of Waylon's tour. Gave him a bit of an outlaw's outlaw reputation. But rather than play into it, he decided to go another way. Uncle Drank started going to this Key West hippie beach sushi chef masseuse who called herself Macrame every day. And at happy hour, he got himself a lobster roll and a hand job. Uncle Drank loved her lobster rolls so much that he wrote...
That song, Sex, Drugs, and Lobster Rolls? Love that tune.
Yes, indeed. Just listen.
There's only three things that I'm living for. That's sex, drugs, lobster rolls. There are only three things that make my heart sore. That's sex, drugs, and lobster rolls.
Do you like that lotion I used? It was a new mix. I used a dead seahorse for exfoliation.
Woo! I loved it, Macrame. Your best work yet.
Thanks, Uncle Drank. So after three lobster rolls and the wang massage, that will put us at $50.
Do you have dreams, Macrame?
Of course I do. I'm going to marry Jackson Brown.
Oh, yeah. I dig his tunes.
Thank you, Uncle Drank.
Thank you, Macrame. Brown. Yeah, all right. Hey, Macrame, you know what? I'm playing down at the Sand Crab Saloon tonight, 8 o'clock. You and your friend should come down. I'm going to perform a song I wrote about you.
What? You wrote a song about me?
Well, it's a hand job, happy hour. What a stroke of love. Better than a shining 1942. Sensible as two-buck chuck. It's just a tug, no harm, no foul. Hot oil and some lukewarm towels.
The crowd started getting bigger. College kids started following him around and yelling the names of his songs so he would play them.
Play the lobster roll song, bro!
Play Hand Job at Happy Hour!
His songs were blue-collar drinking anthems for the non-working modern man. And then, one night, his luck changed when a producer named Gumby Martindale stopped in the bar.
Thanks for coming to the show, y'all!
Excuse me, Mr. Drank?
Mr. Drank's my father. Call me Uncle Drank.
Last call, everybody. Hey, Uncle Drank, you want one last one?
Two daiquiris, 9 bananas in each of them.
Right away, sir.
Don't forget the peel. So, I'm sorry, who are you?
Gumby Martindale, Abalone Diver Records. Maybe you heard of it?
Nope, never heard of y'all.
Yeah, well, right now we're in a transitional period. We got a beachy church act called Surf Jesus. You ever heard Jesus is a Longboard?
Jesus is a longboard on the water.
Well, we are looking to you know, expand the roster, how would you like to be a member of the Abalone Diver Records family?
Two banana daiquiris, Uncle Drank.
Listen, Gumby, is it? I'd be glad to talk business. Why don't we do this tomorrow at a place of my choosing?
Well, fucking A, man. That's great. Let me know where you want to meet, and I'll meet you there.
Not bad, eh, Gumby?
Oh, man, this is weird. Why are we doing sad tours, man?
Whatever. It's the 70s. Outdoors is the new indoors. Oh, hey, Macrame, how are you?
I really loved that song that you wrote about me.
Hey, Macrame, is it? I'll pay for both.
Thank you. See you tomorrow, Uncle Dave.
Woo! Well, now that that's over, are we making a record? My studio's in town a few miles, I think you got what it takes to be a star, man. I mean, come on.
I'd be honored. What do I need to know?
Well, our standard recording budget is about $10,000. There's some contract stuff you don't got to worry about. Plus, I will cover all the lobster rolls and sand enemas you can handle.
Macrame! Get on back over here, girl. We ain't done.
So Uncle Drank made his first record. Here was the song list. Whatever Don't Tequila.
Whatever Don't Tequila.
Sex, Drugs, and Lobster Rolls.
Sex, Drugs, Lobster Rolls. There are only three things that make my heart sore. That's sex, drugs, and lobster.
Bender in a Blender.
Bender in a Blender.
My Metal Detector Found Your Wedding Ring in the Sand. Birds, Bars, Beers, Boats, Blenders, Babes, Beaches, and Bananas. Roman Helmet. Flip-Flops and Pop-Tops. And Sandy Pelican.
Wow. Classic album. Classic.
Uncle Drank also amassed a loyal following. These superfans call themselves the Merry Dranksters. Uncle Drank became huge. The way kids flocked to San Francisco in the 60s. People were coming to Florida in the 70s. Uncle Drank had arrived, but he was still pretty broke. That's when one day, good old Hayseed Schwartz tracked him down.
When I saw it wasn't there on your hand, my metal detector found your ring in the sand.
Mind if I interrupt?
Hayseed? What are you doing here?
I heard your song on the radio yesterday. Good stuff, man. I knew you had it in you.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, look at this. I bought me a trailer. I sleep in it now. It's all I need in the world. Say, you want a daiquiri? I have a blender inside.
No, I'm not really here to party.
We're all here to party. Look at this place, man. It's sunny all the time. See that guy over there? Murray Klein. He's 82, but dates a 26-year-old porpoise trainer.
Honkers fired me.
What? Honkers the clown?
Yeah, he said he wanted to try the big time. He was sick of doing kid parties. He was my big earner. He's a male escort in Vegas now.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
I want to manage you again.
Ah, come on, Hayseed. Now, I'm doing just fine out here in the sun with my little record, my new Speedo with a koozie attached. You see that? I got a can resting on my can. I'm chilling.
I know, but I looked at your contract. You signed a terrible record deal on this album. You agreed to give Gumby Martindale 110%. How is that mathematically possible?
I don't read contracts. You think guys like Billy Joel read their contracts? I mean, come on. It's not like we're going to be listening to Piano Man in 50 years.
Look, I'll take you worldwide. I'm talking tours, money, women. We can make you as big as that aspirational dock on your aspirational lake. You could one day have the biggest dock on the lake. Could you imagine what people would say?
Dock envy. I like it. Everybody would be talking about my BDE. Big dock energy.
All I'm saying is to consider it. This record you made is good, but we can make it bigger. We can make you bigger.
Okay, I'll do it. On one condition.
Just relax, Mr. Schwartz. I'm going to slowly penetrate you with this mud shark.
Not bad, eh, Hayseed?
I'm actually very uncomfortable.
So Uncle Drank re-signs with Hayseed Schwartz, and Hayseed starts going around to local DJs.
Look, Paul, I know you're a respected disc jockey, but this song is a hit.
Lobster roll? What even is that? I don't think I can play this on the radio.
Why the hell not? Half of the Rolling Stones catalog is about sushi. Painted Black, Brown Sugar, Under My Thumb.
I don't think that's true.
Fine. Then play Whatever Don't Tequila. Play something. Look, Here's $500 if you put an Uncle Drank song on after the next Patsy Cline song.
Hey, Steve, I don't know if you realize how country radio or anything really works, but Uncle Drank after Patsy Cline is a terrible transition.
So put him on after someone else. Come on, Paul, you owe me. Remember that time you went to jail and I bailed you out? And then I told your wife it was me who fed the police horse an entire pan of weed brownies?
Shit. All right, I'm putting the song on next.
That was a new artist named Uncle Drank with his new song about something called a lobster roll. And, okay, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on K-Nix.
I love that song. Play it again.
Here we go. We're on our way. Loud.
And that, my friends, is when Uncle Drank's legend took off. He went from playing at the broken toilet in Key West to headlining the Fillmore in 6 months. And he brought me along for the ride.
Hello, Houston. San Diego. How are you, Phoenix? Jesus, it's goddamn hot here.
So Uncle Drank finished his first U.S. tour and went back to writing his new songs on the beach. He started writing this one great melody, but he had no lyric.
I got the biggest squirrel. I got the biggest squirrel in my pants. No, that ain't it. No. I got the largest pig on the farm. No, damn it.
Working on a new song, Uncle Dre?
Hey, Seed. Hey, man. We did it, huh?
You're a star, man. What can I say?
Hey, man, you want a drink? I got Blendy hooked up in the trailer.
Hold on. Hold the wedding. Look, we got to talk. I don't understand this. You made a shitload of money touring this year.
Yeah.
Why are you still living in this trailer on the beach? Why aren't you buying a house in a gated community? Like in Pensacola or something.
Pensacola? A gated community? Are you serious? Uncle Drank is not a guy who lives in a gated community behind gates in a community. I am my own community. I live free. I'm out here in the sun amongst the birds, man. Like, free! Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever made love to wet sand?
No. Nor have I made love to sand of any moisture level.
That's what it means to be free.
All I know is that Gumby Martindale wants to make another record. So I hope you're ready with some new songs. Anything coming?
Yeah. Listen to this. I got the biggest squirrel in my pants. Whatever, I'm working on something here.
The biggest squirrel in your pants?
Hey, baby, I got daiquiris ready.
Oh, babe, this is my manager, Hasey. Meet my wife, Rita.
Your wife? When the hell did you get married?
I don't know, a few nights ago or something.
It was actually Tuesday, asshole. Come on.
What? How? Why? Who are you?
So Uncle Drank got married 3 days earlier to a lady named Margarita. He'll learn later that all of his wives were basically named after blended drinks.
I'm Rita. I tend bar over at the Squid Whistle. Well, you know, I used to, but I was telling that Uncle Drank.
True story. She said she wouldn't sleep with me unless I made like a trailer and got hitched. So, meet the new Mrs. Drank.
This is a bad idea, man. You know how long rock stars' marriages last.
Oh, please, that's a dumb rumor. Mick Jagger and Bianca Jagger, need I say more? They're like forever.
Don't be an idiot, Uncle Drank. This is just the worst timing.
Why, man? She's going to come on tour with us. She's a woman. What could go wrong?
What can go wrong? Holy crap, look. We have much bigger issues right now.
What are those?
See this document? Waylon's lawyer called. He wants the rights to your song, Hand Job at Happy Hour.
What? No way, man. How's that even possible?
Remember when he kicked you off the bus? Apparently he claims you had a brainstorming session together that night. He wants all the publishing.
Bullshit! Hey, I'm the one dropping thousands a month at Macrame's Massage Parlor and Sushi Bar.
What was that?
What? Oh, no, babe. That was the old me. Yeah, the new Drank is a changed man. I can't even say it with a straight face.
You better figure this Waylon business out or we got a hell of a fight against us. And I just bought a condo in Burbank above a mall, across from a dry cleaner and next to a bowling alley, that I am in no way gonna give up right now. Can you dig that?
Burbank. Sounds fancy. Is that in Florida?
Get your act together. We got to get back to Nashville for a debriefing. This lawsuit could end us.
Oh, man. He seems pissed.
This doesn't mean you're going to lose all your money, does it, Uncle D?
Not yet, Rita.
And that set off the 14th most expensive lawsuit in rock and roll history. Country music didn't see a lawsuit like this until Leanne Rimes sued her dad for signing away her life rights for $10,000 and season tickets to the Titans.
It's a cold world, Blindy.
So in 1974, Uncle Drank became a star, got married for the first, but certainly not the last time. He got sued by Waylon Jennings, and then Rita left him and tried to take his most important possession.
You talking about his guitar, right?
No, you idiot, me.
Yeah, I'm leaving, and I'm taking your beloved blender.
Blindy! No!
In the next episode of The Ballad of Uncle Drank, we revisit the copyright trial of the century between Waylon and Uncle Drank. And later on, Uncle D goes big time with his food and beverage empire and writes even more hit songs. So until next time, stay totally hammered and never squat with your spurs on. See y'all next episode. Adios.
Job and happy hour. What a stroke of love.
The Ballad of Uncle Drank was created and executive produced by Jared Goodstadt. Original music and soundtrack written and produced by Jared Goodstadt, Jesse Siebenberg, Zach Selwyn, Brian Kelly, Bill Mark, Uncle Cracker, Jeff Peters, and the Audio Chateau. The series stars Will Sasso, Brian Kelly, Luke Wilson, Kinky Friedman, Chelsea Lynn, and Billy Zane. Additional acting roles by the Audio Up Players. Written and directed by Zach Selwyn, with additional writing by Jared Goodstadt and Chris Case. Co-executive produced by Zach Selwyn, Sam Winter, and Jesse Siebenberg. Editing and sound design by Jesse Siebenberg. Produced by Jordana Glick-Fransheim, Richard Riegel, and Nate Glassman-Hughes. Additional legal affairs by PJ Bloom and Kate London. Uncle Drank is a production of Audio Up, brought to you by SiriusXM. Listen to the Ballad of Uncle Drank soundtrack on Pandora, SiriusXM, or wherever you get your music. Ooh, la, la.